So wait for me. Give a man his, I said to her, manliness. Provide what you want. I, creature comfort, want only for him and herself. More so, you preserve essential. Think marriage is hypocrisies. Everything, in short, make a, oh well, home for herself, I said. I didn't get the rhythms right, but if you do it, you should come out together at the end. Not so easy. And one last of this section. These first poems are all from the first part of the book, which is, and here again, we were talking about this a little earlier in the evening. I wanted to see, because again, Olson had made me sensitive to what the line could register as a possibility. If one thought of it, as he put it, he used, I feel that the sense of breath which he speaks of has primarily, let's say, a metaphoric sense, by which I mean, I don't think he actually wanted people to time their breathing with a metronome or something of that, or to become so self-conscious about their breathing that they simply panted through poems. But I think what he was actually pointing to was the fact that after the breath is issue of or is in relation to what emotions are felt. So anyhow, my translation of what he was thinking of is simply that the line can act as a qualification rhythmically, as a rhythmic unit, can act as a qualification of how the feeling is coming, or rather what you are feeling about what you're saying, how you are feeling what you're saying. So that in a poem of this kind, the line is used, and already by this point it's become almost a sophistication, the line is used to make an emphasis upon the statement in such a way that the feelings that are the statement is concerned with become emphasized. So that, I'll read it and perhaps it'll come clear.